When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
You're listening to Puma Podcast.
Hi, this is Oya Ariola of Wise Owl. We do communication strategy for social change. I'm also a co-host of the podcast Give a Hoot, proud member of the Puma Podcast Network. Today, I'm sharing with you a conversation I had with Mimi, who's doing wonderful work on a project that thinks strategically about the impact and sustainability of advocacy work in human rights and social issues.
So my name is Nini Oñate. I'm the managing director of the KILA, Philippine Collective for Modern Heroism.
I really wanted to talk to you, no, because I'm so interested in commune, this parang program that you're running. I know very generally about it, no, pero can you tell us more about what you're doing?
Okay, so commune is a program that we have. We're implementing this, the KILA, along with the KILA's Human Rights Center, which is Activista. And then we also have the Asia Foundation. So commune is our community in the human rights sector. So ang gusto natin gawin sa commune is that the HRTs or the human rights defenders have our community wherein we can share knowledge, we can share our skills, and we have a support system na hindi lang transactional yung ginagawa natin as a community. Kasi diba, parang sa world ng human rights or sa sector ng human rights, madalas dahil ang dami nating ginagawa, it's really, the engagement really happens when we only have specific advocacy projects or kung meron tayong pinaglalaban na pare-pareho on similar campaigns. But most of the time, the engagement ends when the project ends or the campaign ends. So parang we're left with just our own organizations, or kung hindi ka affiliated, wala kang peer. Alam mo yon. So the commune is really the community that we want our human rights defenders to have, na hindi lang tayo puro work, but we also get to share a lot of things at mag-hangout, ganyan. So yun ang commune.
I see. And why is it important to have a continuing relationship with each other? Okay,
so it's really important to work together kasi kung iilan lang kayong gumagawa, mas yung impact niya is, di ba, parang mas matagal nating ma-reach yun kung iilan lang tayong gumagawa ng mga bagay. Whereas if we work together, a lot of organizations, a lot of human rights groups are working together, mas malaki yung impact niya. Mas marami tayong natatap. May kanya-kanya tayong audiences, di ba? So, parang kumbaga, the more the merrier.
What kind of thinking led to this, led to commune?
Actually, even before siya mapangalanan ng Dakila na commune, and of course, along with the help of the Asia Foundation, we realized na mas lumalago yung efforts natin if we consciously work with our peers and we share what we know, and also we care or we provide peer support. So parang nanggaling talaga yung commune sa changing din yung behaviors natin, na sana mas actively tayong mag-work together. Kasi sa totoo lang, ang hirap ng alliance work. Kasi ang daming, di ba? Ang daming, ang pag marami kayong, maraming organizations working together, sharing a common goal, pero ang hindrance kasi noon is to sustain the relationship. Kasi pag may gusto tayong gawin, dahil alliance siya, maraming kailangang daan ng proseso. So, sa commune, mas gusto natin na mas mananavigate natin yung maraming processes and levels of decisions that has to be done. Mas madali siyang or mas fluid siyang mangyayari if we have better relationship with each other. Kasi parang kung transactional lang, natapos na tayo, one off. After nito, hindi ka na makahirit ng normal kasi alam mo yun, mas resistant na yung ka-partner mo before, 'di ba, na mag-work ulit kasi nako marami pa kaming gagawin. Whereas if we consciously share you know, yung good relationship, mas suwabe siya. So it's really, I guess, yung relationship talaga na hindi lang tayo basta magkatrabaho, but we are friends, di ba? Working together on a common goal. So mas ganun yung gusto nating mangyari sa community.
And I suppose there's a big learning aspect, benefit din to it, di ba? Na you get to find out other parang tactics or methods or ways of working from others that you're exposed to more, and therefore you can improve your own work.
Yes, definitely. Parang mas okay na maraming nag-work together kasi in a way nagbabago yung ways of working natin din when we improve our relationship with our colleagues. Kapag maganda yung relasyon natin with our peers in the human rights community, mas napapalago din natin not only yung external relationships but also internal relationships. That also affects how we work. Meron din tayong takeaway to ourselves at maibabalik natin sa organization. At nababago niya rin kung paano tayo sa loob ng mga kanya-kanya nating organizations. The commune kasi is born out of, you know, yung goal din is to influence fellow advocates and activists to practice yung social and behavior change when we do our campaign. So parang traditionally kasi, di ba, sa sector natin, hindi tayo ganun ka-scientific when we do our work. So maraming nagiging implications yon sa work natin. And also to us as individuals kasi we expect a lot from the projects or the advocacies, the campaigns that we wanna do. And most of the time dahil cultural change yung gusto nating baguhin and, you know, mga policies, hindi naman siya nangyayari ng isang bagsakan lang. Talagang mahabang-mahaba siya. And what's good about the community practice sa commune na gusto nating mangyari is when we follow a certain framework, which is social and behavior change, we are able to manage how we communicate our advocacies and also how we manage ourselves as human rights workers. Kasi yun nga, di ba, parang very taxing na siya. And also at the same time, parang we get a lot of frustrations kapag hindi natin nakukuha agad yung gusto nating output. So if you are understanding of what the behaviors that you want to achieve and what the behaviors of your audiences, you know, that you need to take off, parang mas madali siya for everyone.
Okay, so what sorts of activities do you hold for this?
So, meron tayong mga huddles. So, an example of a huddle is that one time we did a game night. And then we've also done a wellness session. Sa wellness session na to, nakipag-collaborate tayo sa mga kasama natin sa commune from the Medical Action Group. So, dahil sila yung expert pagdating sa mental health, so, yung ginawa nating wellness session is a wellness fair for our human rights workers. So, meron tayong ginawang iba't ibang klaseng booth wherein the participants or the fair attendees can enjoy. The last learning session that we had was last year, October. We did a communication strategy workshop. We also did a narrative change workshop. So, ito yung magkadikit siya na learning session with a huddle. So si learning session no, nag-board game kami. Meron kasi kaming dinevelop sa Dakila na board game on narrative change. So,
wow.
Yung goal ng board game na yon is to teach narrative change making in our advocacy work, in our campaigns, in a fun way. So, ang daming nag-enjoy habang nag-iinom kami, yung mga huddle ganyan. Naglalaro lahat ng narrative change board games. Yun yung mga ginagawa natin sa huddle. And oh, the huddle pala, ang isang main personality ng huddle, commune huddle, is that it has to be really fun and it has to be a platform for us wherein we can socialize, magkwentuhan tayo. Kung anong kwentuhan man yan, pwedeng mangyari yan over inuman, over magkape tayo kung gusto natin, or magturo tayo ng mga makeup session dyan. Pwede, anything goes.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Have you encountered any challenges? Like, for example, yung sinasabi mo, no, yung, kunwari, working with different human rights organizations.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Well, number one is, mahirap magtimon, ha? Yun yung challenge. Kasi sobrang proactive tayo sa work. And we can't put a stop on our work most of the time. So one big challenge that we actually, at least sa commune standpoint, na nakikita natin madalas, is how can we make it more engaging for them to attend? Kasi when we did the focus group discussion, may mga insights kasi kaming nakuha na kung yung mga activities mangyayari siya within office hours, baka mahirap mag-participate kasi ang dami namin ginagawa. Pero kung weekend din naman, gusto rin naman namin magpahinga. So parang the right balance on how to engage or how to invite commune members to be more participative of our activities. And then I guess another struggle is gusto kasi natin na while Dakila and Activista are the ones implementing this project, pero hindi lang ito sa Dakila and Activista. Gusto natin na sana itong buong human rights community meron, ma-feel nila na sa atin ito lahat para actively madaling makipag-collaborate. Yun yung continuous naming ini-strive on. Na, oh, sana makapartner naman natin si ganito or baka may magandang idea si ganito.
What about, meron na ba kayong mga case studies ng success? Like in collaboration or other aspects?
Oh, yeah. Very much. Yung isang, well, yung number one talaga na collaboration na best case study so far is yung with Medical Action Group. As in close collaboration na nag-organize with us nung Wellness Huddle. There are other organizations within that Wellness Huddle that actually also proactively collaborated with us. Parang it goes to show na willing sila. And this is our first step. So that's one. And then, siguro pagka kinikilig kami kapag may mga nagsishare sa amin ng mga kasama natin sa commune from different organizations na, oh, sobrang happy kami dun sa ginagawa ng commune. Or sila mismo yung nag-a-advocate na, uy, mag-join kayo sa commune natin kasi ginagawa natin to. So parang yun yung, I guess, best case study. Kasi yun yung behavior change na gusto natin na mag-invite at mag-expand ng commune.
Parang sila yung nagiging influencers ng community.
Yes, di ba? So, ang saya nung ganun. Nakakilig. Actually, siguro yung hope namin ay dahil very right now, Manila-centric yung commute. Ah. So, ang daming, well, nagtatry kami on some learning sessions na pinapatch namin sa Zoom. So, trinay namin siya when we did the Comstrat session. Kasi may mga kasama talaga tayo from Palawan, from Bacolod, na gusto talaga nilang mag-join. So, yun yung gusto naming mangyari. And hopefully, with the help of our collectives, Dakila collectives in different places of the Philippines, sana sila rin yung makapag-organize. Kailangan natin ng mas maraming, mas malaking commune all over the country.
Tama, ayun. No? Tama,
yes.
No?
Yes.
So if the listeners want to know more about commune and your, and the work of Dakila and Activista, do you have a website or social media app that they can visit?
If you you want to have a community where you can learn, share your knowledge and skills, and also have peers who you can, you know, kung bored ka, tawagin lang, inuman tayo or whatnot, you can visit www.humanrights.ph/commune. That's commune is commune. And then meron doon option wherein if you wanna be part of the newsletter, dun kami usually nagsisend out ng announcements, and we also share different knowledge products wherein you can use mga worksheets and, you know, parang guide on how you can use some frameworks like narrative change making, social and behavior change, and also yung mga ginawa na naming huddles before and learning sessions. Pwedeng i-download yon sa website. We also have a Telegram group chat. So, but the first step that you need to do is to go to the website. So, www.humanrights.ph/commune. And then, if you want to learn more about what we do in Dakila, you can visit www.dakila.org.ph. Pero very active kami sa Facebook. So, just look for Dakila. Ayan, Dakila Philippines sa Facebook. And if you are interested about what Activista Center is doing, you can visit www.activista.ph. And if you are interested in screening human rights themed films with forums, or if you are interested about discussion guides, that's the website that you need to go. ACTIVE. Vista is VISTA. Ayan, so activista.ph.
I hope you enjoyed that conversation and maybe even picked up some insights from the commune. I think what they're doing is admirable. They're taking a long view in terms of the impact of human rights work and the welfare of advocates. And that's even while they continue to deal with urgent concerns on an almost daily basis. They are creating an environment and community that will make even day-to-day challenges and obstacles easier to hurdle. Again, this is Oya Arriola, co-host of the Give a Hoot podcast. This episode was produced by Jill Caro. Our senior news editor is Veronica Uy, and our audio editor is Freddy Blanco. If you enjoyed this episode, please give us a 5-star review wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.